This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 818. Should I buy a new car? 9 Reasons to Buy New, Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host, and welcome to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And this episode is brought to you by Send Pro Online from Pitney Bowes. Save time and money no matter what you ship or mail with the Send Pro Online software. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates for as low as $4.99 a month. Try it free for 30 days and get a free 10-pound scale when you visit pb.com/finance. That's pb.com/finance. And now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Should I buy a new car? 9 Reasons to Buy New, Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Should I buy a new car? If you asked almost every personal finance pundit that question, they'll give you a bunch of reasons why you should buy used instead. Some common reasons they give include used cars cost less, used cars have lower insurance, cars depreciate fastest in the first 2 years of ownership, cars are built better than ever, so there's less risk than before in buying used. So, of course, we should all be buying used, right? I disagree. Used cars can be a good way to go, but to apply a broad rule that used is the best is short-sighted. In fact, I think there are more reasons why people should buy a new car than used. Should I buy a new car? I wound up asking myself that question years ago in college. With lots of business meetings I had to make, I figured I'd rather not have missed any of them because my stupid 12-year-old van broke down. So that November, I started looking for a new car. The date was intentional. You can get amazing deals at the end of the year when dealers want to beat their quotas. First, I test drove a few cars and researched them, narrowing it down to a Honda Accord or a Mercedes C230. Both were four-door models because Indian people hate coupes. Seriously. The Mercedes was sporty and cool and kinda affordable, if a little bit of a stretch for me, but I decided against it for a few reasons. Service is absurdly expensive, and I would just be angry every time I had to get stuff done at a dealer, plus insurance is more, etc. But the real reason I didn't want to get the Mercedes is, where do you go from there? You can't get a Geo Prism after driving a Mercedes for a few years. So I decided it would be stupid to get a Mercedes as a 22-year-old. Plus, cars are important to me, but not that important. I decided to get that Honda Accord. Now I had to choose between buying a new or used car. 9 reasons you should buy a new car instead of a used car. Here are a few things I debated before choosing a new over a used car, and you should too. 1. Cost. Sure, a new car costs more, but over the long term, not that much more. And the value, not just monetarily, can be much higher. 2. Reliability. Above all, I wanted to get a car that wouldn't break down. I had enough stuff going on in my life, and I wanted to avoid car repair issues, like time and money, as much as possible. I was willing to pay slightly more for this certainty. 3. Not a piece of Buying a car takes an enormous amount of time. I planned to have this car for many years, and I didn't want another piece of As a result, this baseline requirement reduced the disparity between new and used prices. In other words, I wouldn't save a ton of money getting a used car because I wanted a pretty good car regardless. Quick note, this is admittedly a little bit of vanity, but I've written time and time again about spending on things you love. More on this later. I love driving, and I do it a lot. It's not strictly functional for me. I even sprang for the V6 model. Plus, there are other ways to minimize your total cost, which I'll get to in a minute. 4. Cash I'd have to put down. This is important. If you don't have any cash, or very little, a used car is more attractive because the down payment, in other words, money you have to pay immediately, is typically lower. And if you put zero down, the interest charges on a new car will be much more. In my case, I had cash available to put down. 5. Interest rate. The interest rate on your car loan will depend on your credit, which is why having a good credit score is so important. If you have a solid credit score, your interest rate will be lower. This becomes more important over a longer-term loan. Each dealership will negotiate differently. Don't be afraid to walk out if the dealer tries to change the finance terms on you at the last minute. This is a common trick. 6. Resale value. One of my friends bought a $20,000 Acura Integra, drove it for about 7 years, and then sold it for 50% of the price. That means she got a fantastic deal on driving a new car for 7 years. To check out how your potential car might fare, Visit Kelley Blue Book and calculate the resale prices in 5, 7, and 10 years. You'll be surprised how quickly most cars depreciate and how others, Toyotas and Hondas especially, retain their value. 7. Insurance. The insurance rates are lower for a new car compared to a used car. Even if they're only slightly different, say $50 a month, that can add up to real savings over a few years. 8. Gas mileage. With gas prices on a roller coaster ride, you may want to hedge your bets and consider a fuel-efficient or even hybrid or electric car. This could be an important factor determining the value of a car over the long term. And let's be honest, how cool would it be to be the only guy on your block with a Tesla? 9. New car smell. Good God, is there a better smell on earth? This wasn't really a requirement, but I just wanted to mention how much I love it. This and the smell of Payless shoe source. Find me at the mall walking in and out of Payless over and over. The lowdown on buying a new car versus a used car. So here's the deal. Buying a used car might save you upfront money, but it may cost you a lot more over the long term. If you decide to buy a good used car, in my opinion, you might as well spend a little more to mitigate the risks of car repairs, etc. That's the risk-reward perspective. Another perspective, cost versus value, influenced me more. Buying a new car seems scary because the numbers are so high, $20,000, but that's what financing is for, especially at extremely low rates like 2 to 4%. You can put down as much money as you're comfortable with. But the biggest factor in my purchase was the total value concept. You can get a new car for a relatively low cost over the long term by doing a few sensible things. Now, most of the pundits who talk about buying new versus used cars seem to assume that people are completely stupid and will do things like pick a bad car that looks sexy but is a poor choice financially, like a Dodge Neon versus a Honda Accord, then spend a lot on the initial purchase price, not shop around for competitive insurance, not take good care of the car, and sell it when they see something shinier. If you do these things, then yes, you totally deserve to pay a huge price for your car. Instead, you should follow a few common sense ideas when it comes to buying a car. Hear those in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Should I Buy a New Car? 9 Reasons to Buy New by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And of course, I'll finish the rest for you in tomorrow's show. And hey, are you paying too much right now to send out packages and letters? Don't waste any more time waiting in line to send mail and packages. Avoid any confusion about finding the best postal rates for your business. With SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes, you can send packages and mail without leaving your office, right from your desk, for as low as $4.99 a month. And for being an Optimal Finance Daily listener, you'll receive a free 30-day trial to get started. As an added bonus, you'll also receive a free 10-pound scale shipped right to your door to help you accurately weigh your packages. Save time and money no matter what you send, from packages to overnights and letters. Just click Send and Save with this new offer for SendPro Online. Starting at only $4.99 a month, you can print shipping labels and stamps from your own printer, easily compare rates using online software, gain access to special USPS savings, and track all of your shipments with email notifications when they've arrived. Go to pb.com/finance to access this special offer and get a free 30-day trial plus a free 10-pound scale to get started. That's pb.com/finance. Experience the better way to ship with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. And that'll do it for today. Thanks again for listening, and I will be back tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.